I've had the pleasure of interviewing our next guest several times. Happy to have her on here, Catholic Connection and EWTN Radio Extra with me as I fill in for Teresa Tamio this morning. Kelly Solomon is the Vice President of the Newman Guide Programs, the Cardinal Newman Society, and she has a wealth of information always talking with us, comparing Catholic universities to Catholic universities. They are not a one-size-fits-all. Kelly, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Connection.
Good morning, Vanessa. Great to be back on with you talking about Catholic education.
Yes, it's such an important information, and I love the fact that the Newman Guide really explains that it's not apples to apples when it comes to Catholic education and Catholic universities. And there's a ton of stories that you shared with us and we're going to go through in comparison to colleges that recently have been added to the Newman Guide. So let's talk about, first of all, what are some of the things that we need to be cognizant of as we're looking for Catholic schools, Kelly, in general?
Yes, there is the reality that unfortunately many Catholic colleges and schools have secularized over the years. You know, I was thinking about the Land O'Lakes statement back in 1967, in which a number of Catholic university leaders gathered and they essentially declared their independence of authority of any kind. And so they're chasing after secular prestige, government funding. And we've seen so much secularization, unfortunately, in Catholic colleges since that time, from removing crucifixes in the classroom to weakening their core curriculum, embracing radical academic freedom. And so that's why the Cardinal Newman Society recommends good, faithful Catholic colleges in the Newman Guide that stand as a contrast to the secularization we see and are great options for Catholic families today.
So let's go through some of these examples. So let's say you're thinking of DePaul University in Chicago, and you pay the tuition, you get there, and you find out the Catholic University is hosting a Planned Parenthood-sponsored sex ed event. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
Yes. You know, just reading that headline itself should be enough to wake Catholic families up to say, okay, this is not what we want our child to be experiencing in a Catholic college. We want them to learn the truth about human sexuality and how God created us as males and females and what we're designed for and who we're designed for. And, you know, this event was officially listed on the university's website as an event. And, and you know, just, you know, showing these depictions of human sexuality that is, does not appear to be in line with church teaching. Also hosted Pride Week 2025 with a queer film festival, a lavender send-off. So these are the kind of things we've seen at Catholic colleges for many years.
You know, and that's, it's very frustrating because you think that, you know, you're looking for a good Catholic college and you may, parents may be unaware of what's going on. That's why you have to do your research. And that's why you, the Newman Guide does such a great job doing this research for us. And another one, this has come up a few times with this particular college with issues of question that are not in line with the Catholic faith. And that is St. Mary's College in Indiana. You know, so we have a couple things going on here. Catholic college professor promotes feminist scream sessions to oppose pro-life laws. And then also there at St. Mary's, pro-abortion president keynote Catholic college graduation. So what's going on at St. Mary's in Indiana?
Yes, unfortunately, we've seen a lot there, especially over the past year. Their commencement speaker was the former president of Ireland, who supported the appeal of Ireland's pro-life amendment and has publicly supported same-sex marriage. We included this information actually in a roundup of all of our commencement speakers at Catholic colleges just last month, and you know, contrasted it with the speakers that we saw at Newman Guide colleges who hosted really outstanding, faithful Catholic leaders that serve as role models and examples to students. You know, you only get those parents and grandparents on campus so many times, and it's your final send-off for your college seniors. And so what kind of role model and example are you putting in front of your students?
Yeah, and then, you know, as parents sitting there, thinking you're paying for a Catholic education and they bring in speakers who are not in line with the teachings of the church. Why? What is going on here, Kelly, when Catholic schools do this? And we've seen this for several years. You know, I remember when President Obama spoke at Notre Dame and he wanted them to, you know, cover the crucifix, you know, with, which I can't even believe that. The thought of covering the crucifix is unbelievable to me. But what do you think is going on? I mean, I know you've had discussions with these colleges over the years when you see these things. What is their reaction when you call them out on this kind of stuff?
Yes, I remember that event. Well, Vanessa, that the Cardinal Newman Society led a petition against Obama speaking at Notre Dame, and we received hundreds of thousands of signatures, including from bishops and other leaders. And, you know, what we see so often at Catholic colleges is this chase after secular prestige, after radical academic freedom, where the truth of our faith are not present. The change that we have seen happen at Catholic colleges is that many Catholic families are waking up to the difference between Catholic colleges. We've seen a huge increase in traffic to the Newman Guide and Catholic families searching for faithful Catholic colleges. While college enrollment overall is down, Newman Guide colleges have grown 22% in the last 10 years. And so it's really hopeful, really great news for the future of our church that we're forming young people in faith and reason at these Newman Guide colleges.
Yeah. We're talking with Kelly Solomon, Vice President of the Newman Guide Programs, the Cardinal Newman Society. We're talking about, you know, comparing Catholic universities to Catholic universities, the one with, you know, they say they're Catholic, and then they're really practicing Catholic traditions in our faith. You know, we know, so we talked about St. Mary's. Now you have Fordham University in New York, Jesuit University, to host Queer Flourishing event. Tell us about that.
Yes. Another example, a Queer Flourishing event is just not something you expect to see listed next to a Catholic college's name. I believe this was with their law school. And so Catholic families, as you're looking at these colleges, look at their campus newspapers, look at their student events that are coming up, look at the different majors and minors that they offer. Do some research on the faculty that are going to be, especially the ones teaching in the major that your student might be choosing. Take a close look at their core curriculum. So many of them have weakened over the years. Newman Guide colleges offer strong classes in theology and philosophy and a whole host of other courses to build out a solid core curriculum that will guide your choice of major. And so, you know, then take a look at something at the events that Newman Guide colleges are hosting as opposed to something like a Queer Flourishing event at a Catholic college.
Yeah, and a couple more we're going to go through with Kelly Solomon after the break, Vice President of the Newman Guide Programs, the Cardinal Newman Society. Not only is there, you know, a Queer Flourishing event in New York at Jesuit University, but coming up, we'll talk about Seattle University in Washington. Catholic College holds Wickedly Queer Drag Show to express solidarity with LGBTQ. And also coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Marquette University in Wisconsin. Catholic University Pride Month celebration features drag bingo and pride prom in comparison to new colleges recently added to the Newman Guide. And I'm really excited to talk with Kelly about a new online college that offers an associate's degree for students as well. Maybe an option who those are not ready to go away or not ready to handle a university. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to continue our conversation with Kelly Solomon after the break. We're back. You're tuned in to EWTN Radio Extra Catholic Connection. Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tamio. We've been talking with Kelly Solomon, Vice President of the Newman Guide Program as a Cardinal Newman Society. And just a few more I want to get through, Kelly. And I want to talk about the new colleges recently added to the Newman Guide, but a couple more that parents and people need to be aware of. We talked about St. Mary's and DePaul University. Now there's other things going on. And we talk about Fordham University in New York. But what about Seattle, Washington? Catholic College holds Wickedly Queer Drag Show to express solidarity with LGBT community. And then in Marquette University in Wisconsin, Catholic University Pride Month celebration features drag bingo and pride prom. Let's talk about those two things.
Yes, this theme of drag shows was something we saw at several Catholic college campuses. In fact, we interviewed a student from another Catholic college, Loyola in Chicago, who said that she protested the drag show at her Catholic campus. Unfortunately, the event was held. And then she told us more about the problems she faced on campus, from the blasphemy and theology classes to the heat she received from just having a pro-life table on campus and sharing pro-life messages, that was faced with a lot of heat and anger from students. And so these are the kind of cultures that students are coming into, unfortunately, even at many of our Catholic colleges. And there's over 200 of them in the country, and we only recommend about 10% of them in the Newman Guide. And that's why it was so exciting, Vanessa,
wow,
in the last couple of years to add 4 new colleges to the Newman Guide.
So out of all the Catholic colleges that use the title Catholic, there's only about 10% that are included in the Newman Guide?
Correct.
Wow, that's really concerning. So let's talk about the colleges that you recently added and the criteria and guidelines that you look for when you add colleges to the Newman Guide. And I know colleges have dropped off, colleges have been added. So let's talk about the ones you've been adding.
Yes. So we're looking at strong Catholic identity from the top down, inside and out. We're looking at John Paul II's Ex Cordia Ecclesiae, which outlines what's expected of Catholic universities, and other church documents that outline what the church expects of Catholic universities, including at least 50% Catholic faculty, that there's that integration of faith and reason, et cetera. And so we have come up with an application process and interviews with Catholic colleges. And we worked with a number of new ones who worked with us from the very beginning to ensure strong Catholic policies in place in all aspects from the very beginning. One of them that we were talking about on the break, Vanessa, is Rosary College in Greenville, South Carolina. Students can take classes online toward their 2-year Associate of Catholic Studies degree. So this is a great option for recent high school graduates who want to stay at home, for dual-enrolled homeschool students, even adult learners, to take classes from faithful Catholic professors online and earn that Associate of Catholic Studies degree. Their lineup of faculty members is really impressive, including Joseph Pierce, Dr. Jared Stout, Dr. Alex Lassard. I was actually at a conference on Catholic education, the Adeodatus Conference, last week, hosted at Belmont Abbey College in North Carolina with several of those faculty members who were sharing with me about the courses they were offering and how incredible to be able to take courses from professors like these from the comfort of your own home.
You know what I love about that too, Kelly, is because there are a lot of students graduating from high school, who feel a lot of pressure to go to college, but they're not quite ready, or they don't want to go away, or they don't know what they want to study, and they don't want to waste money and time trying to figure it out at a bigger university, and especially out of state, where the tuition could be upward to 80 to 100 grand a year, depending on where you're going.
Yeah.
So I love that opportunity because it gives students an opportunity to kind of just take a step back, take some college classes, so they're still on track. They feel like they're still on track, but they're not, you know, kind of wasting time and money. They're just trying to figure this out.
Yes, exactly. Rosary College is one of the most affordable colleges and has agreements with several Newman Guide colleges that will accept all of its transfer credits for that 2-year degree. And so it's a really exciting option. I think that many young people, would be a great route for. They're only 18 years old. And, you know, that's what I hear from some others, is that they're ready to go off and fight on these campuses and fight for their faith. I'm like, but there's so much forming that still needs to be done, right? That they're so young, and that what they'll be missing out on in that faithful Catholic education for their college years, they could really find creative ways like Rosary College to experience some of that.
Yeah, you know, and I love too about that, Kelly, too, is that some kids are not emotionally ready or financially, they can't afford a university, so they wanted to save some money. I mean, there are so many opportunities to go to a college like Rosary College to give you the opportunity, because you have to take your prereqs anyway, you know what I mean, first couple of years anyway, as you're trying to figure out. I mean, I changed my major like 3 times in college because I was like, okay, what do I really want to do? And so, you know, some kids I know, like they come out of the womb and I'm going to be a doctor. That was not me, you know.
Most students changed their major several times. Yes.
Yeah. And they struggle. And so, you know, and there's a lot of pressure, Kelly, for some kids to feel like they have to go to a university, or if they don't get into the best university or an Ivy League, you know, they're not going to be successful. And that's just absolutely not true.
It's not. Our president, Patrick Riley, wrote a great article on how Ivy Leagues are not the impressive universities that they may have once been, that their pursuit of secular prestige instead of the pursuit of truth and, and beauty and goodness. It's a great, great piece on our website that I would encourage all those who, you know, are considering an Ivy League and then seeing the real truth and beauty that's found in faithful colleges.
Yeah. So, Kelly, let's talk a little bit. The Newman Guide programs from the Cardinal Newman Society have since expanded beyond colleges. So tell us about that, too.
Yes, that was very exciting. In our 30th anniversary in 2023, we expanded the Newman Guide to now include Catholic elementary, secondary, and graduate program options. And so we are working with dozens of school principals across the country who want to be recommended in the Newman Guide, and we're helping them ensure strong Catholic policies are in place, that they're integrating the faith throughout their curriculum, and we're inviting them into the Newman Guide process. And that was very exciting with these four new colleges as well that we added in the Newman Guide.
So, Kelly, tell us what's been the response to parents since you added K-12. And I think it's such a wonderful resource for parents trying to navigate picking the right school for their kids. But tell us what the response has been.
The response has been very positive. We have worked with K-12 schools for a number of years through various programs, and so it's a very natural extension for us. Catholic families have relied on us to use the Newman Guide to find Catholic colleges, and so now it seems to make a lot of sense that they'd also use the Newman Guide to find K-12 schools. We've already heard testimonials from parents who said they used the Newman Guide to find that K-12 school as they were moving across the country. Hey, you know, is there a great Catholic school in this area? And they're able to look on the Newman Guide and find that school. And many of them want us to work with their school principals to become Newman Guide recommended. For some schools, that means there's still some work to do, but that's what our evaluation team is here to help with, is making sure that those strong Catholic policies are in place and showing them how the Catholic faith can be integrated in the curriculum.
Kelly, have you guys ever been successful in reaching out to a university who have not been in line with the teachings of the church and realized they need to do a better job and they ended up getting on the Newman Guide? I mean, have you been able to influence colleges?
Certainly. Oftentimes we work with schools and colleges behind the scenes when issues come up and are able to dialogue with them, and changes have been made. And that's very encouraging. Sometimes some of the other issues have not been able to be resolved at Catholic colleges. Some of them are unwilling to change from the path that they're currently on. And so that's then where we go back to Catholic families and say, well, you need to be aware of these things and seek out other options.
And what can we do as parents? Let's say, you know, I remember I have a friend of mine whose daughter was at St. Mary's, and she was really upset about some of the things, and they really put pressure on the school. They were successful in that one incident. But now here we have these two other incidences. But, you know, how important is it for parents who are paying for this tuition where their kids are attending and putting pressure on the school or the kids themselves, the students themselves?
St. Mary's also this year, unfortunately, you know, it's an all-female, all-female college, and they plan to allow biological males to apply to the college. They had a transgender policy that received pushback this year and then was reversed.
And so that's what it was.
Yes, efforts can be made, and Catholic colleges should hear from students and their parents and you know, be pushed in the right direction. But I would make the case that for an 18-year-old, 19-year-old heading off to college, what better experience for them to experience 4 years immersed in a faithful Catholic environment with strong Catholic friendships where they don't have to fight or try to survive with their faith, but they can actually thrive and grow in their faith. And so that's what the Newman Guide is all about. I know Rosary College is such a unique offering Vanessa, have you heard of the College of St. Joseph? The Worker is also a really unique new offering.
Yeah, share that. You told me about that when I was interviewing you on Epiphany. Tell us about that here.
Okay, awesome. This is a new one that just opened also in fall 2024 in Steubenville, Ohio, across the way from Franciscan University of Steubenville. And they combine the best of the Catholic intellectual tradition with training in the trades. And
yeah,
so students
awesome.
Are in a yes,
that's
very
awesome.
Exciting that I think this is really appealing to many young people today. That they'll receive their degree in Catholic studies, their Bachelor of Arts, but also receive training in carpentry or HVAC or electrical or plumbing. So they spend 3 years in Steubenville studying the liberal arts and learning the trades. And then their final 3 years, they continue to take classes online and they work in a full-time apprentice to be at or near journeyman status by the end of their time. And so it's a really really great combination of being able to benefit from a strong Catholic environment and still getting those Catholic core classes, but also being well prepared in their trades and a really great financial opportunity as well with the way this college is set up.
Yeah, and I know having my husband been in the trades in heating, cooling, electrical, there are jobs for them. You know what I mean? There are lots of jobs, lots of jobs. They're short workers. We have about a minute left with you here, Kelly Solomon, with us here on Catholic Connection on EWTN Radio Extra. What else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Just spend some time learning about the other two new colleges, the Catholic Institute of Technology in Castel Gandolfo, Italy, and the Collegium, which is in Missouri. Two great new faithful Catholic colleges in the Newman Guide. And, of course, you can learn more on our website at cardinalnewmansociety.org.
And you just offer a wealth of information. Thank you for all your research that you do, making it much easier for parents and students to navigate the college application system and just kind of look at to see what's out there and what's in line with our teachings of our Catholic Church. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Well, thank you, Vanessa, for all that you do and spreading the word about faithful Catholic education.
God bless you. Kelly Solomon with us here on Catholic Connection, EWTN Radio Extra, Vice President of the Newman Guide Programs for the Cardinal Newman Society. Comparing Catholic universities to Catholic universities, it's not oranges to oranges and apples to apples. Definitely have to do your due diligence and read what the Cardinal Newman Society is putting out every year in terms of Catholic colleges and schools K-12 as well. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to wrap up this hour after the break.